1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Wednesday, June 7th. As always, an absolute pleasure to welcome City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma to the studios. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Mr. Caudill.
Oh, my goodness. We have so much to talk about. There has been celebrations happening, Martin, in our region. Let's talk about Pride Month. Great to get togethers and so much more.
Yeah, you know, and it's all about whether it's Pride, whether it's LARSH, it's all about striving to make ourselves a more inclusive community, right? And so I was so proud to raise the flag recognizing June as Pride Month. You know, you saw the reinstallation of the crosswalk. A big shout out to AJ Adams and Kelly Ballantyne for their work and the city department. That came around pretty quick. You know, it was wonderful to see John Nader. I saw him at a function about a week before. He says, Martin, are you raising the flag at City Hall? I said, yes, I am. And he says, can I come? And I said, absolutely. So John was there for the flag raising. And then our MPP, Matthew Ray, was there at the festival for the Pride Walk. But once again, it's all of us doing our work daily to make us a more inclusive community.
Okay, and that Pride Walk was a huge success. Big day for that in Stratford.
Absolutely. You know, and last year was wonderful. This year, it's hard to say, you know, how we grow every year. You know, it's wonderful to see.
All right, let's talk about opening night, Stratford Festival, back for another stellar season.
Martin. Wow, you know, and I see it through the cultural impact, but I also see it through the economic impact of over 1,000 people employed directly. And then you have the spin-off effect in our community, you know, impact of probably $88 million economic impact. And that's certainly a driver in our community. But it was a big night for me. It was my first night to address the gala.
Oh, very good.
And so it's always stressful for me to talk in public to kick off a season of 13 wonderful plays and over 200 the forms. Just absolutely crazy. You know, I've seen Rant, Lear, there's never a down moment. I don't know how Paul Gross, oh, you know, just amazing. And then, you know, I ran into somebody after the LARSH event at Market Square. A young lady came running up to me, an 8-year-old young lady from Chicago, saying, I just want to introduce myself. I've never met a mayor. And so they had seen Casey and Diana. Mm. Wow. And, you know, so you and everything in between at the festival this year. So some great productions that I haven't seen yet, but certainly we're blessed to have that open for the 72nd year.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, Martin, it wouldn't be a summer in Stratford without some road work going on.
And you know what? That's a positive. And I know when I was elected, I think it was the first weekend, a gentleman stopped me on the street and he said, Martin, now you're mayor, I need you to do two things for me. Keep the taxes down and fix those roads.
There you go.
And they kind of work together. We need the tax dollars. But certainly some of that road work we tried to match at the time when grants are available. And so we look at the connecting road work with Ontario this year, Ontario Street, and then next year for Erie Street. We look at the culmination of Huron Street with the second coat and the lights, which will make the flow of along Huron Street more regular and not stop and go. And then the one that will come to council on Monday night is the awarding of the contract. And wait for this, a big drum roll, is John Street. We're hoping that we get that work underway this year. I know it's a combination of three things. It's money and it's time and it's workers. And trying to, you know, you can award the contract, but we know those construction firms are stretched. And so we're certainly looking forward to the stripping and the resurfacing of John Street for sure.
Okay, I guess on the flip side of that coin, really encouraging things like car-free Fridays or leave your car at home if you're heading to downtown Stratford.
Absolutely. And so we reduce the amount of traffic on the road. We reduce the usage of parking. We have a benefit for the environment. So a big shout out for the BIA and their initiatives for car-free Friday. Thank you, Mike Bites with the city, and Mike Mosley for their work, that partnership. Ross's Bikes presented a trophy or provided a trophy. And our first competition was last Friday. I don't want to brag, but the city of Stratford did come out on top. I believe it was 28 riders to 23 from local businesses downtown. And later on, I'm hoping to have a photo with that trophy presented by Ross's Bikes. But certainly another way we can do to reduce traffic coming into our core and therefore, decrease our environmental footprint and improve the parking situation.
Sounds like a good idea. Let's talk about this airport study. This is something I'm not familiar with, folks maybe not be familiar with this.
You know, the last time this was done, I believe it was 2015 through the University of Waterloo Stratford campus, and we had them come in because it was a question on my part as well as what really is the economic reason for having an airport owned by our municipality, and so we hired a company again, and they went through, and it was a fulsome study, and I encourage people to go online to take a look at it. We have an airport that's 480 acres in size, 160 acres are croppable, which is rented out. It pointed out that there's the flight training that takes place there. You can do your flying lessons there and get your flying license. It's used for search and rescue. It's used for fuel sales. And also you'll see periodically as we go through, we don't like to see it, but Air Orange loads there as well as we need individuals to get to other cities for medical reasons. And so the economic impact in our area is $2 million plus, but we know right now that it is not self-sustaining. And so it does rely on some tax levy to support it. And so council will debate where are we going moving forward. The airport certainly is well run. Andy Woodham has done a great job out there, but we have to find ways to offset and reduce the amount that we are carrying on the tax levy.
Okay, so again, folks can access those details now?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, more shout-outs today with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. We certainly talk about Stratford Legion and the Air Cadets, all that they do for our community, but they have been busy for sure.
Yes, the last weekend I spent more time with the Legion and the Cadets than at home, but wonderful. Just want to touch on, we can never celebrate enough those individuals that served in the war, in the wars and continue to serve, and ones that didn't come home and ones that did come home and then died since. And so with that, we did celebrate Decoration Day at the Avon Cemetery this past weekend, Sunday. And it's recognized men and women that served and have passed away since serving. And that was through the Legion. The other event the other night, which was amazing, was the Remembrance Day poster and poem, the written work celebration. And it was just amazing. And I have some of those art pieces in my office where youth have had one in their category. And I said, I will hang them in my office. And so a big shout out to Legion, Dale Bost, and the Poppy Committee, because they donate money to invest in our youth. And then a shout out to the 81st annual ceremonial review, and that's of the 19th Squadron of the Royal Canadian Air Cadets in Stratford. A huge congratulations for the work of Captain Sammy Wasik. With the pandemic, the numbers really dropped, and now I think they invited 38 new cadets this year. Okay. And for those young men and women to parade in the armories, which is a significant historical spot, to see Rick Boone there and representing his dad with a trophy. All good stuff that once again supports and invests time and money into our youth.
Okay, well, we've been talking about road work for the summer city of Stratford, and I guess another sign of the summer times is, shall we say, goose droppings. I don't know how to...
Yeah, goose poop is there. You know, Catherine and I were biking on Sunday morning, and I said to her, and I looked out, and I said, oh, I wonder when they're going to clean this. And there comes a city cleaner, which comes down the path and does a good job. And I'll share with people that we've had the dog support in the spring and the fall, not during this time of year as birds are nesting and raising their young. And so you won't see the dogs out. The other piece is during this time of year, the geese are molting, and so they're not flying from location. They're waddling. And as Quinn Millott said, they walk 6 feet and poop 3 times. And so we're going to get through the worst of it over the next week or so, and then they'll be more mobile in flight as on foot. So that's a challenge, but it's part of our river system, and we'll certainly navigate. Well, you have to navigate that.
Good segue. There you go. Just about running out of time. Let's look ahead to Canada Day celebrations. We've done a great shout out for Larsha Stratford.
Yes.
Had their 50th anniversary festival last Saturday. But let's look ahead to Canada Day celebrations.
Yeah, a lot of great activities coming up to celebrate a really important day. We live in a beautiful country, and once a year we get to put on our colors. Canadians are a little different. They're a little bashful about putting the red and white on and waving that flag. But that certainly is a big day for us. And so I encourage people to go on our website, see what's being offered. Of course, the Canada Day Parade will be back on again. Encourage people to get their floats again together and reach out to Heather Denny. She is receiving those those floats entries. Big shout out to get that done and to help us celebrate what I think is maybe the most important day of the year in our community, in our country.
We look forward to that again. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma with all of the details. Martin, it's always an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Jamie. And if I could just sneak one more thing is a shout out to, downtown Stratford, we not only celebrate the businesses, but we celebrate also the living downtown. And a big shout out to Silver Tuna Painting and Urban Renos for the... They're creating 14 living spaces downtown Stratford, which I think is so important for the vibrance of downtown. So when you're in Market Square, take a look up at the buildings and you'll see some of that development taking place in our core.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Jamie.